lesson five, some final changes in consonants. Americans tend to pronounce medial T's as D's. Just as the British do, the Arabic speaker speaking English will pronounce the medial T, not British, British, matter, mata, or matter, later, later. The beautiful British writer scattered the letters. The Cincinnati batter was better at the bottom of the ninth. An isolated comment about THs, although some Arabic speakers will substitute T's and D's for THs, this, that, and the other thing. Many or most Arabic speakers can handle the TH. It simply becomes a little harsher. This, that, and the other thing. Just keeping the tongue against the palate a little bit more. This, that, thistle. There is one final pronunciation point to be made. Occasionally, with an Arabic speaker speaking English, with certain consonant clusters, there is a vowel inserted between the consonants. For example, frequently when an R is at the end of a consonant cluster, TR, not intrigue, but intrigue, tree, tree, PR, expression, expression, April, priest, FR, friends, Frank, DR, dress, dream, KR, or spelled with CR, cracked, cringe, BR, bring, brought, GR, great, group. Frequently, when the consonant cluster ends in L, the same thing happens. KL or CL, cling, claim, FL, flame, fling, GL, gleam, glow, PL, play, plant, BL, black, blame. Certain other ones, like NS, against, suspense, or LF, self, or LM, film. This trait tends to be more pronounced in Farsi, or Iranian, or Persian speech, but there are some Arabic speakers who do this quite frequently, so it is something you must decide in conjunction with your director whether to do. This is the end of the short lesson on isolated consonant changes in Arabic accent.